Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater, who covers City Hall for the Baltimore Sun. Luke, we all know what we've been through this week. We can't call it Snowmageddon again. But in some ways, these kinds of situations are trials and opportunities for mayors. But of course, this mayor can't benefit from that, but people are pretty generally saying that the city has done a good job getting through all this snow.
Yeah, I think that depends what neighborhood you live in. There are still some streets, some side streets that have not been plowed. And I think if you live in one of those, you're pretty frustrated. You know, Rahm Emanuel once said that you never let a crisis go to waste. And so every big snowstorm is a chance for the chief executive of that jurisdiction to show leadership. And either they rise to the opportunity or they fail. I think that most of the main streets were cleared out relatively quickly in Baltimore, but some of these side streets are still waiting for help.
She actually had already proved her mettle in situations like this in 2010, when I think we had two or three really big snowstorms, one after another.
That's right. There was more than 77 inches of snow that hit Baltimore in 2010, and it cost more than $30 million to the city's budget. They had to dip into the rainy day fund for the first time in recent memory for snow and took out more, if I remember correctly, it was somewhere around $15 million of money from the rainy day fund. I don't know if we're going to be in that situation again this year or not.
Why wouldn't we be?
Well, you know, we've had one big snow so far, one very big snow, but the cumulative total is not as big as Snowmageddon in 2010. Now, if we have another one or two more, yes, then we will be in the same dire financial situation as 2010, and we already have a $75 million budget deficit, so there's not a lot of money to go around.
What do you hear about the fine that she's proposing for people who don't clear a sort of a minimal path in front of their businesses? I guess in front of their houses as well.
Right. So on Monday night, the city council expressed a lot of frustration about that. Jack Young, the city council president, from the podium, implored the city not to give out these fines. In the mayor's point of view, it's a fine for not clearing the sidewalk, which is dangerous in her view, that you will have to walk into the street and possibly be hit by traffic. And they say they're only fining businesses or residents along major thoroughfares, so not going into these side streets that haven't been plowed yet and fining people for not shoveling their sidewalks. I think that would just really add insult to injury.
Well, you know where we are now. I'm sure you do, because you just came up here from the Sun. We're at a point where the Sun is the greatest ally that any mayor ever had, and we're about to get a lot more higher temperatures.
Yes, I think everyone will benefit from a good melting.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.